You know, finding that special place to stay while traveling can be a challenge. And Rick Fisher, Vice President of the Vacations Rental Division for Hotels.com, which is an Expedia company, is going to share with us some tips maybe to make that job just a little bit easier and maybe even save us some bucks. Thanks for joining us today, Rick.
Good morning, Roy. How are you?
Terrific. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fantastic.
First of all, give us a little bit of an overview on the vacation rentals in general, if you will.
Okay, well, I've been in the travel industry a little over 30 years now, but saw the opportunity of in the growth of vacation rentals, Roy, about 15 years ago, and just about 6 years ago, in fact, Hotels.com, which back then was called Hotel Reservations Network, decided to get into the vacation rental space, and I was out there along with another gentleman, and they brought us on as vice presidents to launch the vacation rental category. So this is a lodging segment that's been growing by leaps and bounds really over the last 15, 20 years, but especially in the last several years, it's realized tremendous growth and interest among consumers.
And as you refer to it as one of the industry's best-kept secrets.
Still today. In fact, it's the only leisure category that I know of where there's tremendous growth and development all around us, both in leisure and urban markets, internationally as well as domestic, and yet we think that probably close to 85%+ of North Americans have never stayed in this type of accommodation, so they don't know. They only know a hotel-motel stay experience.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought the figure was that high, but that's interesting.
Right. Well, it's kind of like, it could even be higher, believe it or not.
Now, I went to your website, and I must say it's very user-friendly. And first of all, the first thing that came to my attention was that you have some really great specials listed on the site, and also a toll-free number, which to me is very important.
Right. Even though we're the leading online provider worldwide for vacation rentals, close to 50% of our bookings are call center bookings, so people have a lot of questions. Usually the vacation rental stays a longer stay, Roy, than a hotel stay. People
right.
have questions, you know, what about the kitchen? Is there a washer and dryer in the unit? What kind of amenities do they have? Even though this information's on the site, they're always interested in asking and probing.
Now, one interesting comment. I had an email this morning from somebody in Canada, and when they went to your website, it took them to a Canadian link. Don't mean to put you on the spot, but it was the same. It looked exactly like your website, but it was .ca, and the email was, what if we wanted information on the U.S.? So it might be just something you might want to make a note of, and I just thought I'd mention it.
Right. Well, we have websites. CA stands for Canada. We have them over in Europe as well, in the different countries, for those vacationers that reside in those.
But they would be able to get the same information?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Because that was a question that was emailed in this morning. Just getting to the website for a moment, I see a couple of really interesting items. The most popular city search. You had road trip search by just entering in one zip code, and a destinations of interest and with an interactive map, which made it very easy for me to go to a particular destination and find a city and get that sort of information. So I thought that was that was very, very, very useful. Now, just getting back to vacation rentals. When people look at some of these condominiums and villas and private homes, of course they have this luxurious look. Is it expensive to rent these, or is it reasonable?
It's probably one of the biggest misconceptions that's still out there. That's why there's still about 85%+ of people have not experienced it. You're right. They look at these beautiful, luxurious homes, villas, condos, say there's no way we can afford them, and yet in any market, not just the select markets, in any destination, the vacationers can enjoy not just a studio or one bedroom, but often a two and three bedroom, maybe even bigger type unit, for the same price or less than the traditional lodging option. I mean, you have to compare apples to apples, Roy. In other words, if it's a first-class vacation rental property, if you compare it to a first-class hotel and all things are equal there, the vacation rental type accommodation will be comparable or even less in cost.
Well, and the other advantage, as I would think, is that you can share this with other couples. I mean, some of these have two and three bedrooms, which is going to bring your numbers down even more so.
Right. We follow a lot of the consumer trends that are taking place in the marketplace today, and one of them, you're right, there's a lot of couples, families, friends who enjoy vacationing with one another, and you're right, you could have a three-bedroom condo or home that could even be at the regular price, forget about a discount, and already you knock two-thirds off the price of the unit because they're splitting it three ways. So there's tremendous advantages there. And the other thing, too, people forget, if I can bring this up, is the advantage of the kitchen facilities. A lot of these visitor profile studies in Orlando, Myrtle Beach, and other markets show that people often spend more for food and beverage per person per day than they do for their lodging, Roy, and yet we never talk about it. It's always air, lodging, auto rental, et cetera.
Yeah, and that's a good point, because a lot of people would like to save some money and spend it out somewhere else on other things. Now, are these accommodations mainly available just to the leisure market, or are they available to other aspects as well?
We have accommodations, apartments, vacation rentals, not just in leisure markets, but urban markets as well, and we find a tremendous amount of interest, for example, in destinations like New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Las Vegas. There's more and more apartment rentals coming online, and we find people taking advantage of them because, of course, even hotel rooms can be very expensive in a lot of these urban markets, but again, you can often enjoy a one- or two-bedroom unit with a kitchen for less than, the traditional lodging option.
Okay, now, I think the next question that would probably come up is, what about length of stay? Are you locked into a week or a month? No more.
I mean, there might be certain destinations, for example, not far from you in St. Petersburg, Clearwater area. Sometimes you might be locked into a one-week Saturday to Saturday stay, but that's more the exception today. Often it's not just three nights, but even in Orlando and other destinations, it's a minimum one-night stay. Again, length of stays are being matched up with the consumer trends taking place. You know, people are taking more trips, shorter stays, and that's the trending today, Roy, versus taking maybe just one trip a year. They're breaking it out in two, three, or four trips.
What about amenities?
Amenities vary, and that's the other great thing about vacation rentals. You have, for example, in Sanibel Island, not too far from you, you have accommodations that are strictly in a non-commercial environment where the people are getting their accommodations, they're on the water, maybe a pool and back, but that's all they're looking for. Then you also have the full-service resorts that we have access to, where you have the golf, the tennis, the fitness center, the spa, all kinds of amenities that consumers are looking for, on-site restaurants, let's say. So you have the best of both worlds, because not everybody's looking for that full-service type property. We find that a lot of people want to get away from the stress from the workplace and home, and they're looking for this type of accommodation and destination.
Now, I think it's a good point, because when I think of vacation rentals, all too often I think of terms of houses and villas, but of course that's obviously available, but not generally the case, because the hotels themselves have these rentals. Is that correct?
Yes, they have. More and more of them will have condominium-type units. In fact, we have a number of properties in various markets that maybe have a combination of traditional hotel rooms along with one-, two-, and three-bedroom inventory in their buildings. So, and they'll tell you that they're targeting a different customer as well. It's not necessarily the same customer that's looking for that two, three-bedroom unit versus the customer that's happy with the hotel room option.
Now you mentioned that the vacation rental experience generates a high percentage of repeat business and referral customers. And what would you say would be the answer to that? Why are people referring? I mean, is the experience really that?
Oh, it's the value proposition, Roy. It's just absolutely tremendous. I mean, we think that it's close to 50%, which is a very high percentage. I don't know what the cruise side is, but it's probably about close to 50% of consumers find out about rentals via word of mouth, friend or relative. And one of the reasons is is the fact that people are enjoying that additional space, privacy, and comfort, again, for a comparable price or less than the traditional option. I mean, if you looked at the cruise side, for example, people will spend maybe as much as 40% more for a suite on a cruise ship versus a regular cabin. They're going to pay more for first-class airline ticket versus coach, full-size car versus economy. This, the lodging segment's the only segment of the leisure side where that consumer can enjoy that additional space and comfort and still realize that for a very low price, less, again, than the traditional hotel room.
Now,
the value proposition is again, just fantastic.
In summation, what would you say are the major differences between your company and other vacation rental planning services?
Well, first of all, we look to address the needs of the consumers out there. And number one, a lot of people like the idea of being able to book immediately and online. I think you'd be shocked to know how many people come online at the last minute, even day of arrival, to make their plans. And so it's important to have that availability. People also want deep year-round inventory, including holiday, special event periods, and peak vacation periods. People don't want to just travel during value season. And because we support our supply partners year-round, Roy, we have access to inventory year-round when other people don't. We have great deals in popular destinations, as you noted. When you support your partners, and you know this being in the business, when you support them year-round, they're going to work with you on a year-round basis. And we also, and this is critical, I didn't bring this up yet, we have a recognized star rating system. The properties are inspected, and that's very important to consumers just as much as cost because they don't want to arrive and have a bad experience. So we stand behind our recommendations, so there are quality assurance standards in place as well. So those are just some of the...
And then, of course, the 800 number.
The 800 number, we have a team of call center specialists that are very familiar with vacation rentals as well as bed breakfast.
Which I think is very important. Rick Fisher from Hotels.com, I thank you very much, and we look forward to possibly chatting with you again in the near future.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Well, we're going to go to break, and let's see. When we come back, we're going to have Candy Harrington, who is the author of two wonderful books, Barrier-Free Travel, and There is a Room at the Inn. So hang in there, and I'll be right back.